animals when you were a kid?
Well, yeah, I grew up in New Hampshire in the summer. Yeah, some people, good. And in the Bronx in the winter. And of course, when I moved from the Bronx to Yonkers, I got myself a pet raccoon.
Pet raccoon?
Yes. Put him on my shoulder, went fishing every day with it. And, you know, I'm actually doing a book called Does the Noise in My Head Bother You? And in it, I have a conversation with a raccoon about life and times. So it should be interesting. It's a very small chapter in the book.
How many times? First of all, tell me how you and Joe Perry met.
Well, we came from the same place, Sunapee, New Hampshire, and we stopped at this restaurant called The Anchorage, and I was with my band called The Chain Reaction. Hey guys, a million years ago, and he was making French fries, and it was the best French fries I'd ever tasted. So I went back to see who it was that made the French fries, and there was Joe. Horn-rimmed glasses, hair down to here. Just the kind of guy I wanted for a brother for the rest of my life.
Wow.
Everybody, and welcome to another edition of Stand By Your Band, the podcast where we have comics defend music they enjoy that people give them shit about. I am, of course, Tom Takkar, the Wolf of Dog Street. And for another week, you know, I just want to give a shout out to my co-host, Tommy McNamara. He's out there. Hey, guys.
We should tell the story of how we met. I was at a Wendy's. I had these spicy chicken nuggets.
And you had a raccoon on your shoulder, correct?
I had a raccoon on my shoulder. Whoever made these spicy chicken nuggets is going to be my podcast co-host. That's when I knew.
Oh, buddy. Tommy McNamara, the Prince of Snarkness, the Dog of Wolf Street. His title. I'm happy to have you here, buddy.
What is this?
I'm just happy to be here with you. Okay. I missed you. It's been a while.
We hang out all the time.
Oh, that's what you'd have the listeners believe. The second these mics turn off, Tommy storms to his room.
It's very late. Okay, we should introduce our guest. Visiting from Los Angeles, California.
La La Land. Mm. You've heard of it.
Very, very funny man. Caleb Sinan, everybody.
Hell yeah.
There's a lot of reverence in that intro.
We're excited to have you, buddy.
I mean, that made me feel like I'd done something good in my life at some point.
Well, I've been seeing you. You've been in New York having great sets. It's been fun to watch.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun.
Fun. Have you had a good time in New York?
Man, I don't know. Is it like this all the time, or is this just me visiting? Because I'm like,
you got to tell us how it is.
It's the most I've ever, it's like, I'm getting like 4 hours of sleep a night. I'm doing so many things per day. It's like amazing. I'm doing podcasts and 4 shows and then going around and shoot. It's so crazy. It's
going
like
around
the
and shooting people?
Shooting people.
Yeah, you got to go around and shoot people.
I mean, I think it's legal here. I haven't been caught. I think I don't know what the cops are busy with.
We brought you on the show to confront you about
Well, I kill
your
people,
actions.
So I wouldn't confront me if I was you. I
We're
have guns.
Kind of like a new Spider-Man type podcast where we bring people on to stop them from crime.
Oh, man.
That's how it goes. I think podcasts and Netflix have to stop crime now. Mm-hmm. That's like their job.
That is the new thing. Like
we're going to get OJ.
Mostly booking criminals. Tommy's big in like the pedophile ring. Like he knows a lot of those guys, so he's been booking them. So
it's all part of the plan.
It's a ring?
Yes, but I wear the pedophile ring on my hand at all times.
I like the Green
Lantern.
It's
a lot like the Lord of the Rings ring.
Wait, I don't. But we're going to talk about Aerosmith, and I don't want to. I just don't want to lose. There's so many funny details in that minute-long interview.
Yes,
that it are so insane.
Oh man,
yeah. Tommy did a great job of
every
pulling
second.
Up clips here.
Like in 1 minute and 7 seconds, he manages to say like seven insane things.
Yeah, well, a raccoon had a pet. I'm sure because
he would take his raccoon fishing, which seems. Fucked up?
Yeah, it feels like that's like using an animal against another animal.
Yeah,
that
doesn't
seem right.
I also don't know how. So the question was, do you have pets? Yes.
Right.
And he goes, New Hampshire, and then in the Bronx sometimes, in Iraq, fish time. And yeah. I wrote a book about talking to a raccoon. It's like, the fuck?
He says it's a small chapter, and that gets a laugh for some reason.
Yeah, people just are hot. It's a hot crowd.
Nothing is connected to the thing he said before it. Like,
yes.
Small chapter. It's not like I'm a crazy long. I'm not some psycho who writes long chapters about talking to raccoons, Dave.
I would spend the winter in the Bronx, like, as if that's a normal thing.
Yeah.
Like, he's a snowbird, but he spends the winter in the Bronx. I don't understand.
Yeah, the Bronx is a very weird place to be like, that's my destination.
Yeah,
for sure.
He over-explained everything that didn't matter and then just let real important shit slide.
And how did you, him meeting Joe Perry?
French fries. French fries.
The thought that you would have French fries so good that you had to go to the kitchen and see who made them is the craziest thing in that whole thing.
You'd never think that.
These?
Like, I used to really love Burger King's fries when I was a kid. Yeah, I would never be like, this chef. Like,
I should hang out with him.
Yeah, I would be like, oh, Burger King is doing well right now. They're doing a thing I like.
And also, it's like his Ocean's 11 way of booking his band, where he's like, I had a guy make me a good burger last week. He'll do drums. Like, why don't... I think you want to start a kitchen. How is this? What?
You got to be this guy who cuts up carrots. He's got a beautiful voice.
What a weird... I mean, he knew something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Steven
that
Tyler.
That is the weirdest interview.
Him and Joe Perry, they were called the Toxic Twins.
Who called them that?
Everyone. I saw
horrible.
That in my research.
It was horrible. Yeah. I don't want
they
a nickname
the
I
first,
have to share with somebody.
They were the first toxic masculinity.
Before that, everything was going well.
Chain Reaction was the name of the band of Steven Tyler's first band, like he said in there.
Hey guys.
And then Perry and Hamilton had a band called, and that is Hamilton, of
Lin-Manuel
course,
Miranda.
From New York, Lin-Manuel. Yes. They had the jamming band. Commonly known. Can you guess the name of this jam band?
Can you give one hint?
Jam band is in the title.
Ooh.
New Hampshire Jam Band.
Joe Perry's Jam Band. Originally called Joe Perry's like Jam Band, which I think is kind of fucked up.
Are you going to do it? I want to hear you do it.
Hmm?
Or I thought you were going to do a Joe Perry.
Oh, no, I can't. I haven't seen him enough to do a good Joe Perry.
Oh, I got one for you. Oh, I'm Joe Perry.
Perfect.
Pretty good. It's based on Freeform and blues.
I can do a Tom impression.
I'd love to hear it.
Right, it's very quick. It's just cool.
Get the fuck off our podcast. so mad. I thought we were here to have fun.
That's I try to remember what bit that's from. The
oh, I know. It's
or
funny.
Someone goes,
I can.
Know.
I actually know too.
Yeah, I
it's
know.
It's Indian
too.
People coming up to him
yes.
and saying,
and I say, gross.
Yeah.
What do they say?
they
go, yeah, it's probably ashamed of you. Yeah.
They say that my father's probably ashamed of me. I go, oh, cool.
You nailed it.
Yeah. You really did nail it. Yeah.
That's
you did
my
a good
only
job,
impression.
Caleb.
Thank you.
Caleb. You did a good job.
Tom, now you got to do your Caleb.
All right, let me do my Caleb. Soccer's hard.
Is that one of your bits?
That is one of my bits.
It is. Oh, wow. It's a great bit.
Thank you.
I was saying it earlier today. That's why I had it queued up.
Yeah, that bit is, I like that bit. It's just a true thing that happened. But
me and Casey James Salengo were talking about it last night. That's why I thought, well, not about that bit specifically, but about how funny you are.
Oh,
and,
well, thank you.
Yeah, and I was arguing with him, and I felt like no, I want to find it why they named it Aerosmith, and I remember the reason
I bet the reason's dumber than the French fries.
You know the reason? No, so
it's got to be a dumb reason.
Me and the raccoon were having the
pie. there's a guy named Kramer in this, and he burst into their apartment.
Said the N-word.
And they named the band that originally. Apparently, no. They had a The band used to all watch. They would get high and watch the Three Stooges reruns together. And one day they had a post Stooges meeting. It says to try to come up with a name.
That phrase.
And Kramer said the N word. And then he said, when he was in school, he would write the word Aerosmith all over his notebooks. The name had popped into his head after listening to Harry Nilsson's album Aerial Ballet, which featured jacket art of a circus performer jumping out of a biplane. Initially, Kramer's bandmates were unimpressed. They all thought he was referring to the Sinclair Lewis novel they were required to read in high school English class.
What the fuck kind of friend group is that? Yeah. They're watching The Three Stooges. Yeah. Someone goes, "Are you referring to the Sinclair Lewis?"
Certainly.
I assumed it was a Sinclair Lewis reference.
Now pass the cocaine.
No sense. Put the Three Stooges back on.
I'm trying to do acid upside down, and you come with this riffraff.
Post Stooges meeting is over. Adjourned.
Oh, man.
Post Stooges
meeting.
Oh, we should watch the Three Stooges afterwards.
Let's do it. Yeah. We're doing a pre Stooges meeting right now. That's what we call this podcast.
Oh man. How did he think of Aerosmith?
That's not an explanation. He was listening to Harry Nilsson's album, Aerial Ballet, and I think because of the mixture of the two things.
Well, then their boy Smith walked in, and they went, "Oh, Smith."
And he had an arrow through his heart. And that had nothing to do with this, but... Yeah, apparently him writing Aerosmith on a thing in a way that he... just came up with, and it wasn't based on the book Aerosmith, according to him. This sounds like their friend is a liar.
Yeah.
You guys want to guess what the names... the band settled upon this name after also considering which names.
Ooh.
We're just supposed to guess any...
Yeah, guess any
name,
you fucking idiots.
I just gave you a hint.
No, I'm kidding. I didn't.
The idiots?
Idiot boys. Yeah.
Idiot boys.
It was idiot boys.
The French fries.
No. Okay, one of them is something that Tommy got earlier tonight.
Herpes. Been a long night.
Wow, man.
Yes.
If I got herpes, I don't know if I'd be down to record.
It's the hookers.
Walk around and think.
And then the other one is Spike Jones, was another name they were considering.
What?
The director?
Yeah, I wonder if it was before.
We love adaptation.
What if this is how we find out about time travel? We're like, the fuck? Steven Tyler could just do that? He's like, I used to time travel.
We were going to name our band Jabuki. It's an inside baseball.
Short chapter, short king. For no one.
Damn.
Wow.
I do want to point out really quickly. So me and Tommy earlier tonight came from Tommy's very fun show in New York City called Coney Island.
The bar called Coney Island.
Great show. Great show.
Very fun show. Caleb did it last week.
I did it last week. People are still talking about it.
We couldn't even start the show.
Yeah, they were chitter chattering so much. And honestly, through the first couple comics, it was a little. This guy,
like, you remember last week? I forgot his name, but the guy that went second.
Yeah, we thought he was pleasant.
He's all right.
We have a big hillbilly.
I mean, he's likable. The jokes weren't that good.
It is weird what a hillbilly audience you guys have. Yeah. No, but I just want to call out, we had a callback to a podcast moment on your very show.
Yes, because my co-host, Luke Mones, was talking about how he had a rat in his kitchen, and the band
Which
UB40,
we also had earlier today.
Yes, the band UB40 has a song called Rat in Me Kitchen, which I have
recently said. Shalewa Sharp brought to our attention. Also an Atlanta person.
I think
person.
One of the worst songs we've ever talked about on the show.
Oh, I love Shalewa. Shalewa is one of the only... She's one of the friends where I'm like, I don't know if she likes... And I've wondered if she likes me for 8 years now.
I feel the same way, and she's done our show multiple times.
She's the best.
And
yeah.
She's
yeah.
the best. I love her. So but funny. I wonder if she enjoys us.
Yeah, she's always looking at me,
I feel
like
she
disappointed.
Puts up with us. Yeah, yeah. All of us.
Yeah, she looks at me. She looks as disappointed as my mom all the time. All the time.
But no, I just wanted to give a little shout out. Yep. Also, check out Shalewa just had a set for Comedy Central.
Show.
I won't. it's Comedy
she
Central.
She did a set
for a show.
But no, it's on our social media.
Yeah, a lot
media.
Of white people just call it Barron Show. You watch Barron Show? And I'm like, what?
So the show is called The New Negroes. And when me and Caleb did Bridgetown, they did that show at mm-hmm. Bridgetown. That show. And, I was on a show called The Immigrant, Immigration Nation, because I'm half Indian. Mm-hmm. And I opened with saying that I was that in Portland, I am an immigrant, because it's very gentrified there. Yeah. But I was going to say later on tonight, I'm going to be on The New Negroes, but I felt like it might be hacky.
No, I think it would have gone a lot. I think
it would have been funny. Fuck.
I did that the other day. I was with a bunch of comedians, and we saw a billboard, and we're just walking by it. And I was like, I sent a
tape. You saw Bill Burr?
A billboard. Saw a billboard for the New Negroes, and I was like, oh, man, I love that show. I sent in a tape. I haven't heard back. And
it's so funny.
Half of them got it, and then the other half were like, oh, who should I? And I was like, we're all white. None of us are going to get on there. I was saying that I would thought it would be ridiculous for me to even think that. Like yeah, you, I was yeah, like, how yeah. dumb do you think I am that I would actually send him a tape?
This is the problem. Somebody did send in a tape for that show.
Oh, for sure.
And that person is Tommy. And I hope you get it.
It would be funny.
Let's talk about Aerosmith a bit here.
Hell yeah.
So you chose Aerosmith today. They're some fun boys. Why Aerosmith?
I don't know what it was. I think it was when I got the Amazon Music app that alphabetically they were at the top.
So this is why they're one of your favorite bands. You love it.
So they're at the top.
ABBA?
Alphabetically.
AC/DC.
So I don't know why that just... I knew all the songs you would hear on the radio. But then I really like 90s Aerosmith a lot, and I never heard that until I got the Amazon app, and I loved like songs like The Other Side. Okay. It's such a fun song.
People are gonna get mad at us, and you're right. This is branded content for mm-hmm. Amazon Prime. Jeff Bezos finally got a hold of us. I know our listeners were wondering when it was gonna happen.
And also, Walk This Way. Was 84 that they did that. So
84. Yeah, that's old Aerosmith.
Yes. What is 90s Aerosmith?
That's like Crying is 90s Aerosmith, The Other Side.
Let's go ahead and listen to some of Crying.
Wait, before I
let me tell you, this harmonica solo in Crying, it's going to make you come.
I just really, since we brought up AC/DC, I don't know when else I'll get to play this.
Yes, good point.
But this is one of my favorite things. I talked about this on Joe Quazala's great podcast, Who Cares About the Rock Hall?
Yes.
This is Steven Tyler. He did the induction speech for AC/DC for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and this clip from it is very...
Wait, he gave his own induction speech?
No, he inducted AC/DC.
He gave
the speech for that.
Yes.
So this is him talking about what rock means to him.
Yeah, Joe sent us this over. Let's listen.
Does it make you clench your fist when you sing along? Does it scare your parents to hell and piss off the neighbors? Does it make you dance so close to the fire that you burn your feet and still don't give a rat's ass? Does it make you want to boil your sneakers and make soup out of your girlfriend's panties?
Okay, so that is a sentence that I will
I feel like he started getting horny in the middle of that and then forgot what he was talking about.
Well, you can't see the video, but he is visibly rubbing himself through his jeans.
I need to hear that sentence again. It's so funny.
Let's listen to it again.
Burn your feet and still don't give a rat's ass? Does it make you want to boil your sneakers and make soup out of your girlfriend's panties?
And the way he smiles after, I'll show you
and
right now.
I really hate, I gotta say, the way that the audience is like,
they cut to AC/DC's, like, they one of the guy's sons, like, pretty close after that, and it's very weird. I think he might say it again. Let me just play a little more.
If it doesn't, then it ain't AC/DC. These guys have dedicated themselves to the majesty of the power chord, ignoring the spoon-fed, don't bore us, get to the chorus, fickle taste of pop music. Let's see.
Pop?
1975, TNT. The shredding vocals, that 100,000 megaton guitar assault, and let's not forget about that schoolboy uniform, which begs the question, how do such big balls get in such small pants?
Tommy, I've been meaning to ask you that same question.
These are some of the weirdest setups. Like,
so when you think of this planet and how it may be on the highway to hell in a handbasket, think about how some distant future civilization will stumble upon what's left. They may marvel at the paintings of Rembrandt. They may gawk with wide-eyed wonder at Michelangelo's David. They may drink deeply of the panty soup, but when they throw on Back in Black, they will still clench their fists, they will still piss off their neighbors, and dance too close to the fire. Then they will have wild animal sex under the light of the moon, bathed in the tribal energies of 1,000 power chords. Here's to the holy grail of it all.
Okay, that's enough. But
Tommy, can I? I'm glad you played this because I've been kind of worried about you lately. Because I feel like your tribal energies have been a little off.
Tribal energies.
He says the phrase, drink deeply of the panty soup.
Oh, God.
It's so funny because it's like he clearly someone who wasn't him wrote this.
Yeah.
Who's like a speech writer.
And they're like, oh, what's something Steven Tyler would say also?
He would never say begs the question.
I like that he brings up Rembrandt and Michelangelo.
Rembrandt? What the fuck? It's such a weird speech.
Very upsetting.
And he smirks throughout it if you want to look it up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so weird. What a weird, weird man.
I'd call what he does smirking man. Off. Because it's so gross.
Oh, Steven.
Since we've brought up crying, let's go ahead and here's some audio of Tommy earlier tonight.
After I was with the hookers, yeah.
This is the song Crying.
Of a friend of mine. The tables have turned. Yeah. One calls me and then where's that party? That kind of love was the killing kind.
If I ever ran for president, this would be the song I walked around. I literally have always
thought. It would just be a picture of Hillary Clinton crying.
Very American. I love it.
That is Crying.
It's a great song.
I mean, I don't know why. And they never play that one on the radio. That's never on, like, the classic rock stations.
Right,
and,
right.
Oh, man, the first time sometimes, like, that's when I get embarrassed for myself. I think I was in the car with Ismail or something.
Ismail Lufi, of course. We need to have him on the show.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, he's a very funny boy.
And we were being like, and I'm like, it's not new. It's not even. It's like a basic bitch band.
Yeah.
But I was just like, "What is this?" And you know, it's an old. It's not even. But there's something about it that's very like. I love any, whatever you call that thing that's like, like that, like that thing is so cool. I don't know what that's called.
Yeah.
Waltzy.
He's doing a 6/8 time.
I don't know what it is. But I love it. I love that they have got a harmonica in there. I don't really know what it's about.
Is this the video where it's him and his daughter, and it's weird?
No. I think it might be. Alicia Silverstone is in this video, and she's in 3 of his videos, and I'm pretty sure that Tyler's in multiple. I believe this is the one that she's in.
I have not seen the music video.
Oh, it's hot.
I'm assuming it's strange.
Mostly because of all the undertone.
But I think weird thing is it's like his daughter's in the video. And
she's like sexy
in it.
I got to say,
what?
Maybe my biggest celebrity crush is a boy, Liv Tyler.
You said my biggest celebrity crush is a boy?
Yeah.
As a boy.
Oh.
Oh.
He thought you said is a boy.
Oh, is a boy. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Macaulay
Culkin. My biggest celebrity crush is a boy.
Any boy.
One of those Stranger Things
kids. Any celebrity boy.
Yeah, have you guys seen Stranger Things?
Oh, man. Remember when all music videos were like this?
Okay, wait. So this is Alicia Silverstone getting a tattoo, but I'm pretty sure.
Right, but there's like a car scene. I think
you
it's
know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's crying, but I think it is. There's a few videos that Alicia Silverstone is in, apparently. But no,
Crazy is the one.
Crazy,
I like Crazy as well.
I don't know if Crazy's on the
Can we play it? Because I love Crazy.
Crazy and Crying, I would consider to be.
Crazy is not on the playlist.
I would consider to be a sister, you know, like a sister location.
They are sister songs.
Yeah, sister songs. I love Crazy as well.
Crazy
and Crying are great.
Liv Tyler, a big crush of mine also. Oh,
is
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, That Thing You Do, one of my favorite movies.
We both have a That Thing We Do connection.
How many kisses did I waste on you, Tom?
Not enough yet. You got something on your mind other than me. Girl,
you got to change your crazy ways. This is like a good rock and roll slow dance. Say you're leaving
on a 7:30 train and that's
yeah,
there's Liv Tyler.
Yeah.
Being hot in the video. Right there.
It's very weird how hot she is in the video.
We caught him red-handed.
Considering it is his daughter. And I'm going to be honest, I think
like,
he forgot.
Showing her damn ass. She's dancing on a pole.
I think he cast her to be like, oh, you're my daughter. Get in the video. And then he was like, no, this is hot.
He's like basically stripping in this video.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No, it truly is. Crazy and Crying are so similar.
She They're so took good.
Her shirt off. His daughter took the damn shirt off. He's a bra.
I'm taking my shirt off.
That's the hottest video I've ever seen.
That's how I got turned on. Start taking my shirt off.
So he cast his daughter to do a strip tease.
Yes. That it's very weird.
Caleb, defend that.
Well, this is why I got confused.
I'll defend it.
Okay, let's hear it.
We don't know he casted this. What
That's
if
true.
She just nailed that audition?
It might have been a coincidence you that he
know.
Leaned into smartly.
Yeah.
No, I think, here's the thing. This whole episode I wanted to do because Liv Tyler's great. Mm. I think we should talk more about Liv Tyler. That Thing You Do, How Many Kisses Did I Waste
That's
on
the
You?
Best.
Great scene. Was she in Armageddon?
Yes.
She was in Armageddon.
She's
in Lord of the Rings.
Famous,
yes.
Which also, Steven Tyler, music is playing
yes.
over that.
Yes. Should we listen to that song now?
Yeah,
do you think Steven Tyler tried to get his music in Lord of the Rings? Or he's like, all right.
I was Fredo.
Oh, my God. She's taking her shirt off again.
Jesus, Fredo. Is there Frodo?
She keeps taking her clothes off. You guys got to see this video.
Is Frodo?
Fredo.
I was Frodo when I met you. Now I'm Aragorn trying to forget you.
Oh, boy.
And then Gandalf famously says, you shall not fuck your daughter.
I was in the gray thing when I met you. Now I'm in my white robe trying to look at you.
I like how the voice you're using doesn't sound like Gandalf or
like
Steven
anyone.
Tyler. Or
no one's involved.
It's a whole new guy singing that. I don't know.
Oh,
holy shit.
Oh, okay, I'll do it.
Don't look.
My bridge.
That is Gandalf famously. Okay, I want you guys to guess how many views the Aerosmith Crazy video has.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm excited to guess this.
Because it is, I actually won't say.
Yeah, don't say either way. Yeah. I'm going to say,
500 million.
That seems very high, Caleb.
Well, what's your guess?
I was going to say about 10 million.
You want to know something fucked up?
What?
Caleb, you're the greatest guest we've ever had. It's 475 million.
Are you fucking
Whoa.
Kidding me?
Barely missed it.
Whoa.
Isn't that insane?
Why?
That's so much higher than I thought it would be. Because Liv Tyler takes
Whoa.
Her damn shirt
hey,
off.
Hey, 62,000 thumbs down.
And those are all from people who hate incest.
I like this song, but I don't like the incest
Look,
part.
I think that part's fucked up. And I think, hey, let them sing. Just put lyrics up, buddy. Make it a lyric video.
Well,
buddy.
I don't defend any of the incest part.
But. All right, let's hear I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. This is what people are calling the Armageddon song, which even our guest...
Yes, the Armageddon song.
In the text, he wrote the Armageddon song.
Well,
I assumed you meant I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. which is
that is correct. This is the graham crackers.
Skip forward past the, like,
he puts
violence.
The animal crackers in her. Every cage. Moment spent remember that? You what a who wrote that?
Great song.
God damn it.
See, I was right to pause it when I did. I
hell yeah. And also, Armageddon is so good. I know it's not good, but it is good.
I will say, this is one of those movies where the song was just as good as the movie, and they were both probably bad.
Yes.
But together they work, you know?
Yeah.
What did you think of Armageddon, Tommy?
You were but a boy. I was a boy, and I loved it at the time. I'm sure if I watched it now, I would be horrified.
We should watch it.
It is not. Now. It's not good at all. But it is. It's good.
I remember watching it. I saw it in theaters, and I was blown away. And I loved this song. Here's the thing. I loved late Aerosmith as a boy. Probably because of this song. And then I remember when Jaded came out.
Jaded was huge.
I fucking
should we listen
love
to Jaded?
Jaded. We should listen to it a little bit.
Let's
well,
do
while,
it.
While you're looking it up.
I love Jaded. I love Janie's Got a Gun.
I do want to do one quick, which I know.
Dude looks like a lady, oddly woke for the time. Because he's not saying he doesn't like it.
I don't know if it's necessarily woke.
He's like, I'll fuck that dude. It's a lady guy. I like it. Like he doesn't care. He's not being prejudiced.
Just before I get off the screen.
Up all over
oh, no. Hey, can I just say, if you didn't laugh at that.
All lives matter. Like, whoa, wait a minute.
To quote Nick DiPaolo, if you didn't laugh at that, you're either dead inside or a liberal. Which is what I think about everything we say on the show.
We should change our podcast vibe.
Okay. Well, there's two things I want to do. The first thing is I want to read this comment from the crazy video. And just to remind the audience, it's Alicia Silverstone, Liv Tyler being very hot. And here's a comment. Not a tattoo butt or boob implant or pink or purple hair in sight. These two are what natural is all about.
Oh, God.
I would kill to go back to this time again, or even the late 90s and early 2000s.
This guy sounds like he misses his ex-wife.
He's just clearly dating somebody with tattoos and fake boobs. He's
Not a tattoo butt in sight.
It's like most people don't have tattoos and fake boobs. It's an overwhelming majority of the population has neither of those. What are you talking about?
Wait.
Okay, I can't beat off to this.
That Armageddon song we just listened to, this was featured in the movie Armageddon, which stars Steven Tyler's daughter, Liv Tyler. You too were originally asked to perform this song for the movie.
Say what?
The idea for Aerosmith performing only came after Liv was cast.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wow.
The song was written.
For you too, apparently.
So the song was written without a band for the movie. They're like, this is the song.
Damn. And
we'll
really
just cast a band to sing it.
This song extended Aerosmith's reign as the hottest rock band of the 90s.
I wish it was Jimmy Buffett. If Jimmy Buffett did, I don't think that's true.
Wasting away again in Armageddon.
Some people say that there's a meteor.
But I know it's all my fault. Some people say it's the meteor, but I know it's my own damn
fault. If Jimmy Buffett had a hot daughter, it's going to have been his shit.
Hot daughter in paradise.
Bruce Willis, yeah, said it twice.
Oh, man. Okay. Let's play Jaded.
Oh, God.
I love this song.
Whatever the first show, some show on Netflix, everybody's like, ooh, you gotta see it. And you watch the first episode and that plays right at the end, you'd be like, oh, hell yeah.
All
right.
This show's set in the 90s.
I love it.
We gotta write a pilot about Jimmy Buffett. This is the end of it.
Yeah.
I really love this song. I'm the one that jaded you.
It's a twist.
It's so good.
Yeah, he's sort of like the M. Night Shyamalan of rock.
Oh, I really do.
So good. Ecstasy is what you prefer.
I'm the one that jaded you. Damn.
Wow, he did it.
Oh, yeah.
That was
so good.
I
so
really
good.
Love that. I know people fucking hate that song.
But what are you...
That's one song. It's funny because the song. Yeah, yes. Go
I honestly
off.
Wonder. Do you listen to some people? Do they just listen to it and feel nothing? Like, what do you? Are they pretend? Are they feeling it and going, "This is good," but I know it's not cool to like this. Still,
I think.
What are they doing?
I think now is a perfect time for us to go to one of our regular segments on the show.
Hey,
Jared. You got your mama's smile, but you're yesterday's child to me.
I'm the one that
comedy
jared
addict. You got your limestone festival.
Oh,
all right. It
check
didn't
it out
work
this weekend.
As well. Yes, I will.
Right?
We have a segment
no,
where we do
weekend,
parodies for Jared.
I don't know because I wasn't invited this year. So. I can't remember one of those.
I'm going to be hanging around like a local mascot.
Somehow worse.
It's much worse. Yeah, but it's a great time. So we do a regular segment on the show. If you're a regular listener to this show, you know it. We go to Jared. The owner of the beautiful Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, who is our resident snark.
Let's
I have
do a prediction.
Feeling,
what do you think?
Well, all right. I have a prediction. I have not listened to what he's
okay.
saying yet.
Yeah,
I have a feeling he's going to say more about Sheryl Crow.
Wait, you're going to call him?
Yeah, no.
We play a voicemail.
So we play a voicemail that he left. But last week, he had a very harsh take on Sheryl Crow. Then he went to Facebook to post more. If you didn't see that and you're somebody who's interested in the show, go to my Facebook. Jared posted an extended review of Sheryl
Crow.
Oh,
wow. I'm on Facebook, so I didn't know about that.
Yes. I should have told you. I fucked up.
You're not on Facebook?
I'm taking a little hiatus. Yes.
Oh, okay. Something happened?
No, I just I look at it too much.
Oh, okay.
And something happened.
Something must have happened.
And so, of course, the crimes.
Did you post a poster for your special with a dead guy?
Look,
that'll do it every time.
Yeah. All right. So these are Jared, our friend and foe of the show, Jared Thompson. These are his thoughts on Aerosmith.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's They Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Aerosmith. I hate Aerosmith. I'm just going to be honest with you. I know that it's not as much of a slam dunk as some other bands or artists that I strongly dislike. There are people that like good music that listen to Aerosmith. But what I'm going to tell you about today is the Aerosmith ride at Disney World. My son, Max... rode it when he was just able to ride it, and he turned white riding it, and we thought that it was because of just it's a scary ride, it goes upside down. But when we went back to Disney World this last year, he went on it again, and he was like, I don't want to ride it because I hate the music that's being played. He doesn't even know who Aerosmith is or I just thought it was funny that somehow it runs in my blood that they're a terrible band. But anyway, I admit that Dream On's a good song. I will say that. All right, thanks.
I love that. I didn't know there was an Aerosmith ride, and that's very fun.
I love that. Honestly, Jared, more Max reviews. More Margaret reviews. I love these.
Is Dream On the list?
I don't think Dream On
no,
is
I,
on
I
the
didn't
list.
Want to do any of the ones that... Because I didn't like them that much when I... Like, hearing songs like Walk This Way and Dream On, Sweet Emotion. Those are all songs that I heard a million times, and it's like, yeah, whatever.
That's fair, and
it's like Piano Man. I don't like Piano Man.
I think that what we've talked about so far fits more into the defendable stuff, because I think Dream On, I think Walk This Way, that stuff is a little bit like people already love that shit, you know? Mm-hmm.
I just quick, while we're talking about an anecdote about Dream On, is I once flipped out on a bus trip because Ooh. I was playing the song Dream On, and it was by Aerosmith.
Yes.
And the person sitting next to me refused to believe that it was by Aerosmith because his voice sounds so much different back then than it did in how we knew him as children. And they go, no, that was like a LimeWire malfunction. That's not Aerosmith. That's Led Zeppelin. And I was like, no, this is Aerosmith. And it got to the point of like a screaming argument. And I think about it all the time where it was like, I wish that the internet was why it looks up, because I knew I was right and I had no way of proving it.
It drives me crazy. Damn it, I have the same story about a different band where it was like a LimeWire argument.
Yeah.
Where I got to an argument, I think it was the song All the Small Things, even, by Blink-182.
They
so
thought
obvious.
It was by Led Zeppelin.
But it was something where it was like so clearly not the band that the person was arguing. And I was like, no, you just saw on LimeWire the wrong band. It's infuriating.
That's what I hate when it's something that's not that important.
Yes.
Where you're like, the Dream On is by Aerosmith. Someone's like, no, and I'm like, am I going to have to argue?
You like have
I'm
to agree.
So sure I'm right.
You're like forced to agree to disagree on something that you're like, no, I know this is right, but it's going to hurt you too much.
And I'm just
to
like,
be wrong.
I don't like confrontation anyway. So when it's something as dumb as that,
where
I'm like, I don't. And then they're like, no. And I go, am I just supposed to let you believe that now? Yeah. Or I hate arguments like that. I get them so many where I'm like, I know. And that someone would be like, no, I think that came out in the 60s. And I'm like,
it's like it's like that. Or like when you're like, oh, vaccines are good for your kids. Yeah. I'm like, come on.
Walk This Way from the 90s.
Right.
Like those sort of arguments. You know? I want to acknowledge that I was wrong about what Jared was going to say.
Yes, he did not. And
he did not include the Sheryl Crow thing. I thought that was going to be in there for sure.
I thought he might have liked early Aerosmith. That was going to be my prediction, that he liked them at the beginning and then started to hate them as they grew ridiculous. But we did not even get that.
But
we
I like the ridiculous. I love...
You love Ridiculousness, the TV show.
I love Ridiculousness.
That's your favorite thing.
Yeah, it's your favorite show.
It's my favorite show. I love. You know what I was thinking about the other day? Did you ever watch Extreme Dating?
No.
Wait, which one's that? I probably did watch that.
It was on the Reality Network. Remember that? Wow. There was a whole Reality Network. And it's a great premise.
It certainly wasn't CNN.
No. Whoa.
No reality
there. Give a little Tabatino.
You should not vaccine your kids.
Don't do it.
This is our new thing on the podcast.
Did you see, by the way, I don't know if we're supposed, but my favorite thing ever is when Trump was like, he goes, well, I get both sides. He's like, why can't they give them a little vaccine? They're babies. He's like, give them a little one. And everybody's like, he's got a good point. They are big. He's like, these vaccines look like they're for a horse. And he's like yelling.
Yeah, babies have tiny shoes.
Never won.
Why not tiny little vaccine?
Give them a little baby vaccine. Good for their baby disease.
Yeah. All right.
But you're a big Biden guy. You love what he did to those women.
You got to smell the hair to see if they got that disease. What a weird... I've never smelled the hair of someone I'm dating. Who the fuck is smelling hair? What could it even smell? I don't even get... that's one of the strangest things in the world.
Yep.
You never smell the hair?
No! Let me stick my nose in the part of your hair. This is weird. It's like what a vampire does.
This is not really relevant, but I wanted to bring it up at some point, and I'll take this as a segue, is that one of the facts from Steven Tyler's book is that he did practice sex magic. Which, of course, was developed by famous Satanist.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Blood and Sugar. Aleister Crowley, the founder of Satanism, who we've talked about recently on this podcast for some
reason.
Honestly,
this has become less of a music podcast.
More of a Satanism
deal.
Whoa, so sex magic is Satan?
So it's sex magic with a K, first of all, just to clarify.
Yes. Oh, okay.
But Aleister Crowley, the famous founder of Satanism, had a thing called sex magic, and Steven Tyler said, "I've practiced Crowley magic, so I know it works." And he goes, "I'm not saying that every girl I slept with came at the same time, or that I asked her to pray for the same thing I was praying for, namely that Aerosmith would become the greatest American band." So once again, he just keeps saying sentences as if they're connected, even though they are not connected.
And it's fucked up. Every time I have slept with a woman, we pray for the same thing, and that's world peace.
Well, you have been sleeping with Meta World Peace.
That is true. Yeah.
Wait,
it's
so
really fucked up.
So he was saying, "I'm not saying they all came at the same time." Like, how's that even possible? What is he?
Does he mean
all the women he's ever had sex with are just in their homes coming?
He's saying, even though I'm practicing this devil magic,
right,
we're not always having the best sex, but hopefully they're praying that Aerosmith rules, I think is how I would sum it up.
Is there Christian magic?
Sexually?
No, just in general.
Oh, I mean, Dwight Howard's a Christian guy who plays for the Magic. Man, if that was 2009, guys would be rolling.
That would be a great riff back then.
That would be a great riff 10 years ago.
Oh, man, I can still... You could be like... You're like the new Dennis Miller. Like, hey...
What's annoying is that it's probably what I'm trying to do.
There you go.
That is unfortunately very true.
Place for the magic. Cha-cha.
Okay. Oh, no. What okay.
Caleb, that might be the most accurate thing that's been said on this podcast.
Oh, no.
I thought he was referring to a Sinclair Lewis novel. Little did I know.
Oh, no, Caleb. All right. In addition to going to Jared, we also like to go to a little social media site that we all agree is good called Facebook.
We love Zuckerberg. I don't know if you know. Yeah. Do you like Zuckerberg?
This is a pro
I'm a Zuck fuck. That's what it. Have you heard his podcast? He calls them Zuck fucks.
Is that right?
Well, he's
I
like,
think it's called Guys We Zuck.
It's called What the Zuckers.
Guys We Zuck.
What the Zuckers. what the Zuckineers.
Yeah.
What the Zuck buddies. Oh, pow, I just zucked my pants. in addition to going to Jared, we also go to Facebook with our thoughts. Not 6 hours ago, I posted, "We're talking Aerosmith tonight on the podcast, if you have thoughts." Tom Miller writes, "Oh, I don't want to miss a thing," and somebody laugh emojied it.
This play-by-play.
That was Jeremy Levenbach, booker of a show you did tonight.
Oh, great booker.
Good man. Go
shout
see
out.
Jeremy's show.
He's booking so many
friend
good shows.
Show.
Good guy. Great penis. Great penis. I'm Joe List.
Sure, he's got a
hey.
Fine
all
penis.
Right.
That is a Joe.
Good
that
penis.
That is a Joe List thing to say.
Penis.
List asked me to all do right. a show today, and I almost wrote all to right. him nice penis because I was like, that's something he would say. And then I was like, yeah, that's a weird thing
nice
to say.
Nice penis.
To a man.
I like to drink his gum. Top to car. Guy is underrated. All right.
John Griffin writes, "The album rocks." Does.
Oh, man. That's like a review. That's yep. like a great review.
That's pretty good. Bipolar Brian Johnson writes, "You should mention that Steven Tyler said at the 94 VMAs to Madonna that they showed on the live broadcast, but edited out when they re-ran it." Oh, what? Well, Brian, you got to put what they actually was said. I'm not going to look
that sounds
that
like a story Steven Tyler tells. That'd be, yeah. no, what, say that again?
I do like that you just said Bipolar Brian Johnson as if that needed no explanation.
I mean, does it?
I just thought that was his
I'm going to Google it just in case.
Derek Mould says, "I do it for the three M's of music, money, and pussy," which is apparently a quote from Steven Tyler. Katie Evans writes, "They were my favorite band in high school. I know all of their songs, and I have seen them 3 times in concert. Now I don't know if I genuinely liked them or if I was just trying to be cool." Jeff Zimmermann.
When were they cool?
Who we just saw on a show that Tommy was famously very drunk on.
And look, don't book me for an 11:30 p.m. Saturday show. It's mostly your fault.
I will say, though Tommy couldn't remember how his jokes went, he did do very well.
Which is truly a testament to how drunk the audience
was. My fear is when Kyle Kinane visited and he was hammered and went last. And he was like, I know you guys are being nice putting me last, but in L.A. they know I got to go first or I'll get hammered. So this is your fault. Like the whole city should know you get drunk.
That's really funny.
By the time it's
friend
the
of
end.
The podcast, Kyle Kinane. Friend,
former guest on the show, Kyle Kinane.
I love Kyle.
Jeff Zimmerman
great
writes,
penis.
Fine penis.
Ah, good penis.
Jeff writes, when I was entering the seventh grade, the video for Ragdoll triggered something deep and ravenous in me.
Oh, no.
I bought permanent vacation immediately and rocked it in the Walkman constantly. It opened this whole doorway to classic rock for me, and it was a good decade or two before I could admit that album actually sucks.
It does it, though. If you liked it. You
let's,
liked it.
What is,
I don't understand
Ragdoll.
People retroactively taking joy out of their life.
You it, put it, the that, song Ragdoll.
You
like
that
here.
Movie. I love Ragdoll.
Like and, you like defend and, Woody Allen's movies like that, right?
Yeah, and you're ravenous.
I'm not I'm not defending the guy. That's a campaign song, by the way. Anyone's campaign.
Caleb looks
especially
ravenous,
Senator Ragdoll.
I am ravenous.
Is this on your playlist?
Oh, yes. Oh, I love Ragdoll.
Oh, I know this song.
Yeah, it's actually
hot track. I do know this song.
That's fun. There's a lot of things for you to do during the song. You go hoo hoo sometimes.
That's fun.
That's fun. I love when I get something with you.
The song was originally called Ragtime, a title inspired by the New Orleans feel to the music and by his assortment of scarves. As detailed in Walk This Way, the autobiography of Aerosmith. Geffen Records guru John Kaladner loved the song but hated the title and subject matter, insisting that ragtime means nothing to kids. After rejecting many other suggestions provided by Tyler and Valance, he called for help, hiring the hit songwriter Holly Knight to fly to Vancouver to work on the song. She came up with the idea to change the title to Ragdoll and received a songwriting credit for her efforts.
So she
all
made,
she did...
She made like hundreds of thousands, maybe millions
she
of
made
dollars
the right call.
To change the song from Ragtime to Ragdoll.
Jesus. No, but you ever have a comedian, they change one word of your bit and it makes it work?
Yeah.
And they deserve some credit. Yeah. They really do. Like, and if there I were ever think, a bit that made $1 million, then that would matter.
I really do think that Chris Rock owes me.
Inserting the N-word.
We should talk about that. We were talking about Lynyrd Skynyrd, but we decided that that's not a band because of the whole Confederate flag thing. And other than that, there's nothing about that band I like. So I didn't want to do a whole episode about it.
Well, they famously were going to call their band Confederate Flag Time. Then they flew out Holly Knight.
It was going to be Lynyrd N-word, but then someone said,
look,
how about Skynyrd?
Lynyrd N-word.
Lynyrd N-word is a little on the nose. You got
to
get rid of the N-word or the flag, guys. You can't have both.
Well, Lynyrd N-word does work fairly well.
It's so funny.
Oh, man.
We're so close to making it that, too.
I mean, I'm sure it came up. In one of their stooge
like,
meetings.
Look, what's funny is they weren't even going to use the actual word. They were like, Lynyrd N-word
rhymes.
Yeah, they're like, I didn't want to, but it's it really rolls off the tongue.
If this doesn't work, I will die in a plane crash.
Oh, man. It's another Dennis Miller you got there.
Now this is going to ruin my life.
All right. I love this song, too.
Wait, what is this one?
It's the last job. This is in Guitar Hero.
Oh, this is also in your. Yeah.
This is in Guitar Hero 2, one of the best video games of all time.
Ooh, some guys looking in our window. Scared me.
Hey, what are you
They're
do?
Waving at us. That's nice.
Fans of the pod.
Yeah, they love it. They can't hear it at all. They're just fans of looking at us.
I did love this song, and like I used to have the Aerosmith Greatest Hits.
Oh, yeah.
I used to jam to this song.
If you didn't have this out, this one with the half wing,
this
red half
cool
wing.
That's what I had, yeah.
It was always like $7, and it's like, well, of course you're going to get the...
It's a great lick.
Everything should be $7. Dude,
you're telling me.
That's my big argument in this
You're
world.
Like, I'm not a socialist. I'm a capitalist, but everything should be $7. That's how
Healthcare,
much...
Healthcare, a boat.
Not a boob implant or capitalist butt inside.
Oh, Matt Alonzo Mourning, co-founder of the Limestone Comedy Festival, writes, my high school band director made me lip sync Dude Looks Like a Lady at a band fundraiser.
What's up?
Yep, and I fell through a hole in the stage and hurt my thigh, but climbed out of the hole and finished the song because I wasn't about to let the woodwinds down.
And that's why I hate Aerosmith.
Why does whenever anyone's talking about Aerosmith, they turn into Steven Tyler? They just start saying insane things.
I was fishing with my raccoon, and I got my dick split.
Raccoon bit my penis.
Yeah. Ah, nice penis.
That is a very good Joe List.
Thank you. All right. I've listened to that podcast too much, and I.
Me too.
That's the only way I can do an impression of someone is if they have a. That's how I got a Dave Wade impression, Dave Ross. It's
Hot
only
dog.
Podcasts.
Yeah, same here.
You got to hear their
don't
voice
do
a lot.
Either of us.
Yeah, that's how I do Tommy so well.
Oh.
I'm like. Pretty good. Here's a reference for you. I'm a bitch.
Interesting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I listened to the podcast.
Cool.
More self-referential than an episode of Stand By Your Band.
Dennis
Tommy
Miller.
McNamara. Cha-cha.
Dennis Miller using us as a reference.
All right.
Why are they talking about Nick DiPaolo?
Wait. Say Nick DiPaolo
Nick
again.
Nick DiPaolo.
They got very
Nick
Italian.
Nick DiPaolo and Nick Cokin.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So that song is cool.
I love that song.
This is my favorite episode we've ever done.
This is a lot of fun.
One of our famous We've Been Drinking episodes.
Not me. I'm 3 weeks sober.
I just saw you pour bourbon into a not bourbon glass. Yeah, into a coconut.
You pour the bourbon in the coconut.
And if you do like this episode, I'll send you a picture of how drunk Tom is right now.
Cool.
Let me straighten it out.
But this is what we're doing, man. Tom and I are the toxic twins, baby.
That's right,
toxic
baby.
Twins. Oh, hell yeah.
This is a good pick.
Yeah, a lot of logos.
We have so many Facebook comments. I feel like we should
keep
read
going.
More
should
of these.
We play Music as the Bed, maybe?
Yeah. So we're back to I Don't Want to Miss a Thing because we've been doing that. But
The Other Side.
We actually haven't listened. I Don't Want
to
Miss
haven't
the
listened
thing,
to The
believe.
Other Side.
Let's listen to Pink.
Oh, I love Pink.
You just play I'm Like a Pill. Yeah.
You're just like a pill.
Famous Megan Gale episode.
Yes, great app. Definitely my favorite episode, including this one. Yoki Danoff writes, I'd like to see Steven Tyler eat an apple whole. I think he can just pop one, maybe two, and there at a time and just slowly swallow over a 3-hour period like a snake. Music's fine, I guess.
That's the most Steven Tyler answer ever.
Pat Siebert writes, I listened to a lot of classic rock growing up, but never cared for them. Don't Want to Miss a Thing. It's crap and made me give up on them.
Damn.
The SNL commercial parody in the early 90s offering songs like Crying, Amazing, and Crazy is the best thing associated with them.
Well, I do like crying and crazy, so I don't know.
I think people are making fun of them, though, with those. Mike O'Keefe writes, best band to ever have their own roller coaster.
Not untrue. Not untrue. Who's topping that?
I don't know. Have you guys been to Kings Island and ridden that Strokes roller coaster?
Is there a Strokes roller coaster?
Well, the lady had a stroke on a roller coaster.
You know, when I rode it last night.
Was that right? Randall, what's that?
Well, at the end of the episode, I have like a bunch of short video things to play. I'll do the SNL thing at the end. We'll do that at the end.
Yes.
After we've listened to all the songs.
Yes. John Belencini, friend of the show, right? Yes. They introduced us to Alicia Silverstone, which was cool. Steven Tyler sexualized his own daughter, which was less cool. Bonus fact.
He's still assigning a level of coolness.
He didn't say it's less cool.
I'd say 3 out of 10 cool.
The musician Coyote Shivers, who was in Empire Records with Liv Tyler, was her stepfather at the time. I did not know that. Mm. Fun fact, John.
A little trivia.
Randall Otis writes, best running music in my rotation. Okay.
Yes. Yes. All right.
John O'Devere writes, can't wait to hear the podcast. Is Tommy McNamara Mike fixed from the last episode because I don't want to miss a thing? I should have read that one before.
What happened?
I guess that maybe you were low on the last one. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been systematically lowering your Mike, and I'm really sorry about that. Jerry Stumbo writes, I always loved Aerosmith, but they are the ultimate example of a band that got worse once they all stopped doing drugs.
What?
Oh, Jeff Asmus writes, if you say a mean word about Aerosmith, I'll personally make sure this is the last episode. Damn!
Whoa. Who's that threat directed towards?
I think me and Tommy.
He's going to stop your podcast on behalf of someone else?
Yeah, I think he's ready to fight.
Wow, that guy's looking for trouble.
Damn.
Steven Tyler would hate that.
That was, so we just heard Ragdoll again, basically. We haven't heard The Other Side, right? Is that the last song we heard?
The Other Side is my two favorites of all time are Crying and The Other Side.
All right, let's listen to it.
Let's hear The Other Side.
Aerosmith is. Oh, my God.
That's a good song.
Wow,
yeah. I don't think you've heard I Don't Want to.
So let's play this last one.
Backyard barbecue, your friends are showing up, you're flipping some burgers, and you're like, hey, grab a beer, they're at that thing right there. Hey, all right, hey, it's July 4th. It's just this song, I love this song.
I did listen to I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, I'm pretty sure.
We did, but we can segue back into the videos with it.
This one I was talking about the song. No, there's no fat in this song. This song is all just like...
Oh, so you're a fat shamer?
I'm fat shaming. I don't like a big fat song. Fuck a fat song. This song...
This is in 1990.
You know what I like about this song? We don't have fake titties and tattoos.
Not a tattooed butt inside. That guy might be the best commentator in history.
No one can enjoy anything. You got to shit on a whole decade, like out of nowhere.
Yeah,
take me back.
Tattoos.
I like.
No one had them in the 70s.
We hadn't even heard about that sort of shit. That's some millennial bullshit. All right, so that was the playlist. We have some. We have some more for you, folks.
Stand up, buy some more.
We're going to play a little stand up for some more. Here's Conan. Here's a Caleb's Conan set.
We should do that to our guests.
Honestly, it's one of my favorite things to do.
It's one of those things I think we used to do.
Girls' Night.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that was different because we wouldn't play their actual stand-up. We would make people do stand-up on the show,
which
is funny. But what I think is a fucked up thing to do that is also funny is at a party just put somebody's stand-up.
Oh, it's my favorite thing in the world.
I used to do it to Josh Cox all the time, and he would get very upset.
I was at a birthday party one time, and they had a projector. Just like it was like kind of a cool birthday. Like people are dancing and stuff, and they're just projecting an entire wall. It's just like visuals, like for the music. And I came up with the idea of, and I got the DJ. I was like, "Hey, I know this sounds weird, but there's a lot of comedians here, and if I could just." Unexpectedly in the middle of songs start projecting their stand-up instead of visuals, it would be really funny. And he was like, all right,
that is really fucking funny.
It was one of the most fun nights of my life.
That is very fun. I also think it's funny to play your own stand-up. I think that's funny. Just put your own Conan on. Like, oh, what is the fuck is this? Oh, I actually like it.
Okay, so here are some videos that we had queued up from whatever. So the first one, we're going to play that SNL thing.
Yes.
We've never seen this before, so if it's bad, it
is I've never seen this.
Facebook commenter's fault.
They rocked you in the 70s. They rolled you in the 80s. And they're back, bigger and better than ever in the 90s. It's Aerosmith's Greatest Hits, 1990 to 1994. You get all their 90s hits, like Brian.
I was crying when I met you. Now I'm dying to forget you.
Crazy.
Crazy. Crazy. Crazy for you, baby.
And amazing.
Amazing. Amazing.
All right, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah, we can't play something that's actually funny.
Here's the thing. Okay, so this clip is actually pretty funny.
It's just Adam Sandler being funny.
It's Sandler just doing these with no cuts in between.
Right, let's keep going.
Amazing, crazy crying. Crying crazy, amazing crazy.
I'm crying crazy, amazing, oh baby.
Damn,
amazing,
this is
amazing,
good.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Crying, 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 crazy.
And crazy, amazing, crying, amazing, crazy.
Crazy, okay.
That was an SNL clip. We play SNL clips now. That's our thing. We think it's funny.
Next we're doing Sinead O'Connor ripping up the
Let's just play an episode of Tim wait, what's his name? Damn it.
Now we have to edit again.
Fuck, wait, what's it's the fucking new Netflix show we like.
Tim Robinson.
All right, we're back.
This is our heavily edited episode. Okay,
we're having a good time. That was
it's a very good episode, but it's so good it has to be heavily edited.
Exactly,
yes.
That's what I say.
Okay,
we filmed for 3 hours and we made it an audio clip of 1 hour.
Okay, this is a really quick clip. Probably won't be worth playing, but here it is.
Right.
Do you scuba dive?
Oh, yeah, I'm certified.
Really?
Amongst other things. I'm a certified lunatic.
Yeah, you know, I...
That's it. I'm certified Steven. Amongst other things. Okay. And the last things we'll talk about, and I want to hear your thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about Steven Tyler in the dawn of his career? And by dawn, I mean dusk.
Wait, okay, so right now?
So what do you think about Steven Tyler becoming an American Idol judge at the tail end
yes.
of his career?
Yes.
We have to talk about American Idol. If we're going to talk Steven Tyler, we must talk about American Idol.
Well, I think... What's he supposed... What else is he going to do?
Wrong!
You know, I... Like, for me personally, that's when I got into Blake Shelton. when because I think he is very funny.
Yeah,
as far as a non-comedian on a non-comedy show, no one's being funnier more often.
That's what I say about Tim McLaughlin whenever he's on. He's
like, like an unfunny person. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh, he's downstairs.
That's what's funny about it.
Okay. So this is Steven Tyler on Caleb's favorite podcast, Joe Rogan, talking about why he does American Idol. And we're going to need to listen right away.
I get to sit next to J-Lo. And Randy Jackson, that motherfucker, a beautiful guy. Mm-hmm. J-Lo.
J-Lo's beautiful, too.
You know, what us men need, I think what everyone needs, is a word called incentive, right?
Is it her ass?
It was her ass at the time. I'd look at it all the time, but there's she'd say, you're that. Harassing me, and I'd say, whose ass?
Wah,
her
wah,
ass.
Wah.
Yeah, I know, but the funniest fucking thing is we would do, all three of us, and I think that's missing now, but all three of us, you know, to do American Idol, you got to go to Des Moines, Iowa, and in a gym, and you're all set up with a whole crew, and you know, three people with these with microphones, you know, the 12-foot mics hanging down over your head, like this, and 12 cameras and high def up your up wazoo, and but 50, 40 people a day would come through, all these 16-year-old, 17-year-old little trollops with, you know, red lipstick on and push-up bras and going, to dream the American dream. Get out.
Defend that.
Yeah, talk about trollops for a while.
Yeah, push-up bras. What do you think of that?
I mean,
what do you think about push-up bras?
I just don't. I don't know what a trollop is, so I don't even know what to defend. What is?
Well,
I honestly. What was the question Joe Rogan asked that made him talk for 10 minutes? Like,
Joe, J-Lo is her ass.
Wait, did he say harass more like her ass?
Yeah. Well, he said harass. She said it was harassment. That was his joke.
I mean, there's nothing good there. There's nothing good there.
The last clip we'll play, because it was one of the songs in the playlist, is someone auditioning for American Idol singing I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Yeah, I'd say this is cringeworthy.
Could stay awake just to hear you breathing.
Ooh.
Watch you smile while you are sleeping.
15.
Sing it.
Why you far away and dreaming?
I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. Ooh. I could stay lost in this moment
forever.
So yeah. What's great about
that why is she auditioning with 10 people standing next to her?
Well, she's part of a cult.
Well. That's how she sings.
We
so
actually
damn
have a
good.
Clip of you auditioning for Last Comic Standing that we're gonna play.
It's me doing one of Roseanne's jokes. It's more of one of her tweets. I'm just kind of reciting one of her racist tweets.
And she just finishes it with the offensive part.
Yeah.
I just started to type in Caleb Sinan, and then the first thing that came up was Caleb Sinan age.
Oh yeah, people want to know how old I am, and I'll never.
Will you tell?
I'm 42.
I knew it.
42. Nice penis.
Good age.
all right.
All right. You know what? I think we should wrap this episode up.
Yeah, hey, we did it.
A little blanket.
Ooh.
It's been a fun little ad.
I was going to play my Caleb's clips, but
oh,
I won't
no,
do
please,
it.
Please.
Okay,
this is a girls' night move, which is funny. And at least one commenter keeps saying that we should start girls' night back up and stop this podcast.
Honest. And he's really funny.
Oh, God.
His name is Caleb Sinan. Put your hand.
Tom Green, who I opened
I edit
for
Tom
last
Green
year.
Into the beginning of all my YouTube clips. I've never met him. I'm not lucky enough to have met Tom Green.
It just cuts to him sucking on a cow's boobs. I'm not calling boobs. I'm like a science guy. All right, Tommy, what do you think about this playlist?
I thought it was a great playlist. I love Aerosmith. I loved, as I was as a young man, I loved The Greatest Hits, and a lot of these are on there. I'm going to go with a very high rating. I'm going to go with a 5 out of 6.
Wow, a 5 out of 6. I'm a little surprised out of the Mac,
I like Aerosmith a lot.
I
And I think the silly stuff is silly, but in a fun way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to say I like about... I don't love all of it. It doesn't all do it for me.
We're still playing the YouTube clips to no sound just to make Caleb look at himself.
You like that, Caleb? You
I don't like it at
I'll
all.
Stop. I'm sorry. I'll beat off to it later.
But I do
what
like
do you mean later. This is audio.
I like crying. I like
yeah, you do. You're a little liberal.
I love crying in my little liberal tears. I like. I don't want to miss a thing. I have a good time with this.
You said that so funny.
I'm like, yeah, I don't want to miss a thing. I have a good time. I'm gonna go 3.5.
That is low.
3.5 out of 7?
I said 3.57. An insane number to say.
Out of no, I think I'm gonna go 4, to be honest. Out of 6. It's out of 6. It's you know, it's still pretty high. I did enjoy this. I don't love a lot of Aerosmith, but I love the stuff that you picked more yeah. than a lot of their shit. So you did a good job. And I got to say, this has been a very fun episode.
So fun.
I've had a great time.
It's been a fun
This
ep.
Has been a very fun
ep.
Caleb, we want to play.
Caleb's a fun boy. Also, what are you going to rate the playlist?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
You rate the playlist as well. We give
out of 6.
Guesses.
I've never rated anything out of 6 in my life.
Well, it's 6 songs, so it's, you know.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to say, I think 4 out of 6 is pretty good.
So I went higher than the guess.
Well,
interesting.
You know, I'm not that thrilled with things I do in life. No, I you know, I think it was pretty good. But, I mean, I do recognize that they're probably not good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it. But, I, you know, I love them. I can't help how much I love them so much.
Sounds like you've never had some of Joe Perry's French fries. That would bump that
best
up a little
French
bit.
Best French fries ever tasted is I thought he should be my brother. Like, what?
When does he get into the band?
It'd be so funny if he was like, and then I ate a curly fry the next day. And I said, hey, who's this Arby guy? We got to get him on the drum.
Caleb, what do you want to plug?
Hey, you know, just check me out online. I was just on that Comedy Central thing.
Yes.
Check out my Instagram, Caleb Synan, S-Y-N-A-N.
Caleb has 2 clips coming. Is the Bill Burr thing.
I just filmed a thing with Bill Burr, a show for Comedy Central. It'll be out sometime.
Nice.
But
yes.
I got that thing out now that's fun. And
Yeah, so check out Caleb's chef videos.
Oh, yeah, I did some dumb chef sketches.
Ooh.
And check out that Comedy Central featuring. I believe it's called. I also have one of those. Check that little bitch
check
out.
Check that bitch out.
And then, yeah, on the way is a little Bill Burr Presents.
Yeah, coming out. Very excited.
I heard is a hot little daddy.
It's a hot daddy. And check me out.
Just
holler
check him
at
out.
Me.
He's a funny boy.
Yeah. Look at pictures of me. Hang them
Look
on your
at
wall.
Him. He's a handsome man.
Yeah. And boy, tell all your friends about this podcast. Recommend this episode. It's probably the best episode.
The one to start with.
It's definitely a fun one.
It's
I had
a fun,
great time,
hot.
Buddy.
It's the last one before they all went to rehab.
Most importantly,
this is the drunkest I've been on a podcast. So
that's always good.
That is always good.
We're gonna edit that part out.
That should be the first line.
No, we don't usually drink at all. But
I know
this episode we did.
Pretty
but,
fun.
Check out. Come see Tommy McNamara record his fucking debut comedy album
Woo!
At Union Hall, June 13th, an early and a late show. And what a special guest opening those shows. I'm not going to reveal
Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller.
And before that, I'll be running that hour at the Lincoln Lodge on June 6th. And before that, I'll be running it in Boston on June 1st at Bill's Bar, June 3rd at Cityside, and in Philly, 524 at Good Good Comedy. So see me do some long sets.
Ooh.
Come check that shit out, baby.
Hell yeah.
And if Tommy's Mac's mic was low, don't blame me.
And also, if you didn't laugh at that, you're either dead inside or a liberal.
Or a liberal. Anyway, I'm opening
I'll
for Dennis Miller on May 21st at the
Community
Cuck Tears Auditorium.
All right. Keep it crispy. Bye.
What?